So most recently, we've been talking a lot about Making a Murderer, the 10-part series on Netflix. Now FX has its own dopey O.J. Incarnation, People versus O.J. Simpson or whatever. I watched part of it, and it was, I found it hard to watch, especially John Travolta. I don't know. For somebody who followed the O.J. case from the Bronco chase to as much as he could with the trial. In those days, we had the big 10-foot satellite dishes, so you could pick up the raw feeds and all that sort of stuff, and it was fantastic to watch it. Of course, he's guilty as all heck, but anyway, FX and their, like the Lifetime movies on Drew Peterson and all, it's just not the same. To see these actors with bad makeup and dopey wigs trying to recreate something from the 90s and tell a story, Cuba Gooding Jr., not a big fan of his. And, of course, now the whole public fascination with these sorts of cases is out there, and rightfully so. But there are other cases out there that need to be solved, too. You know, I think of the Kesseys and, of course, Natalie Holloway and all that, and wonder why the networks don't put the resources into those like they do with these. Of course, there's been Natalie Holloway stories and movies and stuff like that out there, but you don't hear about it after it's talked about. O.J. Simpson's been talked about to death, and if anything, the Brown and Goldman families will never get justice from that creep, even though he's in jail for how long. So enjoy them if you like to watch them. I don't know, Johnny Cochran being redone and Robert Shapiro being redone and John Travolta and all that sort of stuff. That's just not doing it for me. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.